Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele Smith. This week, as we celebrate Easter, I want to speak on the greatest comeback. And today I want to reflect on the marvel and the miracle in the resurrection story. It's a story that we all know well, and yet we can never have too many timely reminders that it's because of the death and resurrection of Jesus that not only do we have salvation, but we have access to the Spirit of God within us here and now whilst we live on this earth. It's because of the death and resurrection that the curtain between us and God's presence was torn and we were given freedom to live out great comebacks. And the privilege that I have with working with the gangs is that I get to see almost daily truly extraordinary great comeback stories, but every single one born out of the freedom that came from Christ's death and resurrection. Let me share briefly the story of one such great comeback story, the story of one of my spiritual sons, Preston. Preston was born into abject poverty and hopelessness. He joined the Americans gang aged 10. At 14 years of age, he killed his first man. In the world's eyes, it might have been considered a righteous killing, as his stepfather was raping and trying to kill his mother, but he was still sent to adult jail at the tender age of 14. In and out of either jail or hospital, these became the patterns of Preston's life. But in 2019, Preston started his own great comeback. He found Jesus. He responded to an altar call at the graveside of a fellow American gang member. And since that day, Preston has done many, many things. He's helped lead a gang truce between six brutally warring gangs. He helped feed hundreds of thousands of people in his community. He shared his story and the story of hope that his faith has brought to him to many other gangs across Cape Town. And courtesy of the news media, his good works have been seen by hundreds of millions of people globally. Through his faith in God, he's experienced and lived one of the greatest human comeback stories that I have ever heard of, and undoubtedly one of the greatest that I've ever witnessed. And the stunning beauty of the true story of Jesus' death and resurrection gives us all access to as stunning a comeback or life turnaround story as that of Preston's. So let's dive into the Easter story for an inadequately short moment. Jesus was the ultimate king of comebacks from humble beginnings. He was born poor. He wasn't born in a hospital or a nice home. He was born surrounded by animal manure. And like most of the boys that I ministered to in the ganglands, it was a miracle that he survived his first birthday. From even before he was born, people were sent to kill him. He was born to a great calling, but with what seemed like little hope that his great life calling could ever be achieved. In fact, this man was called to be the greatest man who ever lived, and yet, from his humble, persecuted, and simple beginnings, that seemed impossible. He was despised and rejected. He was a man who conquered the odds, actually like no other man who has ever walked the earth. In fact, Jesus managed to do more, sacrifice more, and conquer more than any other man who's ever lived. He conquered such adversity that if I told you the stories without telling you who he was, you literally wouldn't believe me. And he died a brutal, gruesome, and agonizing death for his family, friends, enemies, for murderers, even for you and me. Isaiah 53:2 in the Message says, "The servant grew up before God, a scrawny seedling, a scrubby plant in a parched field. There was nothing attractive about him, nothing to cause us to take a second look. He was looked down on, passed over, a man who suffered, who knew pain firsthand. One look at him and people turned away. We looked down on him, thought he was scum. But the fact is, it was our pains he carried, our disfigurements, all the things wrong with us. We thought he brought it on himself, that God was punishing him for his own failures. But it was our sins that did that to him, that ripped and tore and crushed him, our sins. He took the punishment that made us whole. Through his bruises, we get healed. We're all like sheep who've wandered off and gotten lost. We've done all our own thing, gone our own way, and God has piled up our sins, everything we've done wrong, on him." Friends, that's the Easter message. The very same message that Preston responded to all those years ago. It was the same message that I responded to 46 years ago. He gave his life so that you and I would not have to live or die a hopeless existence. And he gave his life so that you and I and every one of us here today and everyone who's died before us could be reunited with the Heavenly Father, with God. We all know the truths of John 3:16. I'm still blown away by this incredible fact that Jesus died for me and for you. He'll never let us go. He'll never forget us. He'll never let us go. He'll fill our emptiness. He'll fill us with hope. and he'll never let us stumble or fall until he leads us into glory forever and ever. Amen. So friends, whether you need a revelation of the gospel this Easter, whether you need to have faith restored and rebuilt, or whether you need to be encouraged and receive a fresh revelation of God's love and a fresh revelation of the power that exists in his love, the answer is the same. Let's marvel in the miracle of the resurrection story, the greatest true story ever told. Amen.